Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This minute of Skate the Infinity starts with Shadow throwing up a shaka.
And ends with Reki skating all by himself. Oh, this is minute 16 of episode 6, Steamy Mystery Skating.
It's getting a bit more mysterious, isn't it?
It is.
The skating.
Yes. It is, and not quite steamy yet, but I'm sure we'll get there.
No.
Sure we'll get there. On Infinite Minute. And anime... And anime... Why can't either of us talk right now?
Anabe de ba de na hapa. Where he talk about Skate the Infinity Minute.
Everyone knows where we are. I'm Caitlin.
I'm John No. And we're talking about Skate the Infinity. We're watching it.
Minute by minute.
We're watching minute 16.
We are. Lots of skating.
It's like a beef.
I missed it. It's
like a five-person beef.
It was great. Yeah. Some fun antics, you know?
Yeah. Some more Shadow tricks.
Yes. I feel like Shadow's really just been hanging out for a beef. Like really just been waiting.
They've got all these things that they weren't able to show us that they're like, there's so many more tricks up Shadow's sleeves,
yes,
literally.
Quite literally.
In this case. Also, he sounded really Aussie. I don't know if you noticed it or heard it.
Oh, did he? When he said what?
Violet Spider! It was like, whoa.
I loved as well, save a seat for you.
Yeah. It sounded like... Muscle Man from Regular Show, if you ever watched that.
Ah, no,
I'll save a seat for you.
Yeah.
It was really Muscle Man.
Oh, no.
That's the first thing that happens, isn't it?
Yeah. And then Joe and the boys catch up.
Cherry is in sandals.
Oh, those little sandals. We did look up the name of them before.
And the socks.
And the sockies. It's very cute.
That look like Veruca socks. The socks look a bit Mickey Mouse.
Oh!
Like, it looks like Mickey Mouse doing a handstand in a dress. And the dress is like, come down. Although I think Mickey Mouse's arms are black.
Wait, what?
It looks
like Mickey Mouse... doing a handstand.
Sorry, Michael Mouse.
Stand.
Like the feet on the... they don't look like feet. They look like gloved hands
in
the sandals.
Yes. Yeah. Mickey Mouse's hands in the sandals.
Yes.
I understand now.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't look anything like that, but now that I've said it, I can't unsee it. I can't unsee like a hidden head in this skirt that comes down over the head.
Yes, I see.
Sorry, I'm so sorry.
No, I'm with you now. I'm with you.
I really can't unsee it now.
But yes, they all catch up to Cherry, and Joe is all for the tricks.
He says one of the weirdest things I think I've ever heard in English here.
Yeah, it was the dub was weird.
Yeah.
I don't remember exactly if you'd like to enlighten, but I remember being like, what?
He says, that a clown. Which out of context sounds like literally a nothing word. A cromulent word. That a clown.
That a clown. Like that a clown. Boy? Is that what he's meant to be?
That a boy, but it's that a clown. Welcome to the town of Thataclown. It just literally sounds like a nothing fantasy word.
Thataclown.
Thataclown. Thataclown.
Oh my goodness.
But yeah, he's all for it. He's up for the beefy antics.
Yeah, I think so. He's not adulting today, as he said earlier. He's keen for a bit of mischief.
And it's still the same day, I guess.
It is. But he does egg the younger guys on, which is kind of cute. I did like this moment.
And then immediately gets overtaken by them.
Yes. I think it wasn't as... I didn't think the dub was as good in the way that he said it, because in the sub he kind of references the fact that they're kids and like,
yeah.
Oh, they're getting ahead of me kind of thing. And it kind of talks to this thing of he's getting a bit older maybe, even though he's only 24.
Yeah, right. 24, he's getting on in years.
Oh, truly. Ancient. But then in the sub, I think he just said, oh, I guess I got to move forward or something like that. It was weird. I was like, what?
Guess I'll keep moving on.
Is that what he said? It was so weird.
Hit the old dusty trio. Guess I'll be moving on. No, you had it right.
Yeah.
I'll be moving forward.
Yeah.
It was weird, wasn't it? Yeah.
So weird. What do you mean?
Whereas the sub was like, them kids.
Yeah. Those whippersnappers. Youths.
And then Lunga does this, like, it's really quick in the animation, this move where he, like, goes from side to side really quickly and you can see how, like, loose his trucks are.
Yeah, it's really cool.
And they fly around a corner
and
undertake Joe, basically, take the inside corner. Mia actually looks so sick the way he, like, bends into it, whereas Lunga is very much taking it like a snowboarder.
Yeah. Mia really does, like, get down low. I guess to get that extra speed.
Speed, yeah.
It's very cool.
Little speedy boy.
I like that Shadow's got on little, like, mini biker shorts.
He's got to have some modesty.
I guess maybe they're
his... That's probably where he's keeping the laser.
Is that a laser in your pocket or are you just happy to see me?
It's my gladiolus laser. Oh, that's what you call it.
Maybe they're his, like, spa trunks.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're about to go in the hot springs.
40s. True.
Yeah.
Do they go to the hot springs?
That's where they're going.
That's where they're going, but they all get caught, don't they?
Not all of them.
Not all of them?
No.
I literally can't remember anything about any show I've watched. Like, ask me any trivia about any piece of media I've consumed. I will know nothing about it.
No.
Unless I've watched it in just the last week. Literally all of Haikyuu I've read, a surprise. I legitimately thought Nekoma beat Fukuro Dani.
Oh.
I just didn't know that they didn't.
No.
Sorry.
No, there are certain members of this gang that make it to the hot springs, and it is quite funny.
Okay.
Who it is.
I'll take your word for it.
But yes, we are... Shadow's in the lead, followed by Mia and Lunga, followed by Kadu and Joe.
We do get some nice regional shots here. Some stone walls and such. Yeah.
This shot, again, is so weird. So many of these shots feel like we're someone hiding in the bushes, watching, you know? Like, why are we seeing it? Remember that shot where we were, like, looking through the top window of the factory? And I was like, where are we? Yeah. Where is the camera?
There's a shot like that later on in this minute where I was just like, this is such a weird shot.
Oh, I know the one you mean. Yes. Yeah. Weird.
Yeah. It's the last shot of the minute.
It's so often in this show I feel like I'm just, like, a creepy stalker. It's weird.
Did Cherry not read the map or did he, like, download the map into Carla?
I would assume Carla has the map in her. He probably just Google Maps'd the location, I would say.
And put it on Carla.
Yeah. I would almost be certain that's what he did. Joe, like, tried to hand him a piece of paper and Cherry just smacked it out of his hand.
Analog?
Caveman.
They go left, Shadow, Mia, and Lunga go right.
They do go right. It's interesting that, like, Mia and Lunga just follow him out of, I guess, instinct.
Just cause.
Yeah. And that Joe just follows Kaoru because probably knows that Kaoru's making the smarter decision.
Yeah.
So follows him.
Yeah, but it sets up these two groups to be like, they've split the party basically. Yes. So something's going to happen because never split the party.
No, never.
No.
It's not what you're supposed to do.
The violet spider comes out.
Oh, yes. I kind of loved the, like, the creepy look in his eyes. He almost gets, you know, in Haikyuu when the people come up really close to the net and their, like, face goes all distorted? We almost get that effect on him here where he gets up really close to the camera.
I see that.
Yeah. Ooh, it's a bit creepy. Yeah. It's a bit scary.
How dangerous would it be to just face backward on the skateboard to do this move?
Yeah. So much of this doesn't make any sense.
Literally. And again, I looked up the meaning of the flower meaning of violet, but it does not have the same, like, it didn't have the same effect as gladiolas. No.
Also, so it looks like these spiders come out of his wristbands?
Yeah.
Or his cuffs or whatever you want to call them.
Up his sleeve?
Yeah.
But what are they? Ribbon?
I think it's just ribbons. Just throwing ribbons at you.
Like it's the end of a musical.
Or a gymnastics routine.
I love seeing kids get pegged in the head by a ribbon at like the end of a show. They just fly out and they're just like, thunk.
Yes.
Good moment.
Oh, no.
They both avoid them pretty easily. Because
it's literally just ribbons.
In fact, Mia just jumps over
him. Oh, he does have little shorts on. It's not a robe.
Yeah.
You were right.
Yeah, he's just wearing like shorts and a shirt.
That's so cute.
Very on brand.
Oh, I love that for him.
I mean, they're basically just wearing like a color matched version of their normal gear.
This is true.
Which is pretty cute.
It does kind of look like, and you may disagree, but it does kind of look like Shadow has tucked the back of his robe into his belt. And that's why it's so short.
He's just pulled it up and up and up and up.
Yes.
Got to have those legs out.
Yeah, has to. Show off them pins.
For sure. Oh, he's tucking the ribbons in. I was going to ask, where did the ribbons go?
Oh, does he tuck them in?
Yeah, you see in the shot after Mia says, smell you later.
I was sad that they didn't keep that for the dub.
Yeah.
He just says, pardon me. And I was like, smell you later is great.
Yeah. Pardon me.
And it's not like they had to match up lips because he's not even facing the camera. So I don't understand why they changed it. Could have
said anything. Another old man joke.
Yeah. I don't know why they just did pardon me. That seems so like lazy.
Pardon me. It's just like. It's so funny. He's such a little shit. And he's just like, excuse me.
Excuse me.
Yeah, when he says damn it, you get like a brief glimpse past the belt and you can see him like looking like he's tucking the ribbons in.
Right. Interesting.
Not a very effective strategy.
I guess they had to put them somewhere. They look quite long.
And then Lunga has some dramatic changes to what he says too.
Oh, yeah. What did he say again?
Very odd. And then does a weird smile.
Yeah. Weird.
Really toothy.
So... This is my question. What did you call this dragon thing again? A Shisu?
Shisa.
A Shisa. Does it remind Lunga of Reki? Does he see the Shisa and he's like, that looks like Reki?
Reki has been compared to a dog already.
That's true. It does kind of look like Reki. it does.
It could be. He says, which way now? Whereas in the Japanese sub, it said not bad. He was like commenting on it, but instead he's immediately like on the next track. But then he stops straight away sees the Shisa. It does kind of look like Reki.
So interesting.
So the Shisa
are
specifically Okinawan.
Oh.
They're specifically the like a myth or a cultural artifact of the... Ryukyun.
Okay.
I think they're called, which are like the native people of Okinawa.
Oh.
And Reki's name is also like from that culture.
Oh, maybe that's why it reminds him of it.
Maybe. Yeah, Ryukyuan. I don't know if that pronunciation is right, but they're like the, the traditional Okinawan.
Did Reki have one of these out the front of his house?
Good question. I can't remember.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The Shisa. Okay.
Ooh, right. Yes, Katie, please.
I've read the PhD thesis.
Yes, please, please, please hit me.
I scanned the last chapter because it was not really about the ritual.
Yeah.
But the rest of it was pretty much about the ritual.
Mm-hmm.
For like the next week, I have this information in my head.
Okay.
Because I will forget it after this.
So we basically need to finish this entire episode before the end of the week. Okay.
Maybe a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So the Shisa has mud on it, right?
Yes.
So the whole point of the festival is these visiting deities,
yes,
rub mud on people and houses and cars and children and babies and old people.
Okay.
Because they rub mud on everything, yes, basically, because it brings good luck and drives away evil.
Oh.
So basically the mud already being on this is foreshadowing that the deities, the Pantu, are already lurking around.
Oh, I love that.
So I love that I'm like, now that I've got this knowledge, I'm, yes, rewatching this stuff that I've forgotten and like realizing all this stuff. Not only that, a lot of the stuff to do with the ritual actually reminded me a lot of S.
Oh, wow.
And Crazy Rock, to the point where I was like, surely it's not intentional. Surely, yeah, they just like did their version of this to be like, they're in Okinawa, like, but they're, yeah, in a very specific place of Okinawa.
I'm excited to hear more of the ritual as we, are we, yeah, going to get more of it later on, or are we going to get,
I think so. Once we actually see the Pantu, I'll, yeah, probably like talk more about it.
Oh,
but
I'm,
there was,
excited,
definitely some stuff in it, like that it's like a coming of age ritual. Like it's the ritual itself might not be happening anymore because all the young men are leaving the town.
Oh.
And half the ritual already doesn't happen because all of the female priestesses have died out.
Oh my God.
So it's like all this stuff about heritage and culture and stuff like that. But a lot of it, when I was reading it, I was like, there's some, like, it's not intentional. I'm just doing the lit thing that you do,
yes,
you know?
Yes, of course.
When, like, you read into it and you formulate,
yes,
a thesis.
Yes. Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, there was a lot of stuff to do with S where I was just like, this is, like, almost a microcosm.
Wow.
Like, this ritual is almost a microcosm of what S kind of is.
That's so
for
cool.
Adam, I guess.
Oh, my God, I can't wait.
Because Adam wears a mask as well.
Yes.
Like, there's heaps of stuff,
yes,
yeah.
Yes. Oh my, yeah, gosh. Okay, I'm excited.
Anyway, long story short, that little line dog has mud on it.
Yeah, and it reminds Lunga of Reki.
It do.
Like he truly sees this dog thing and he's like, where's Reki?
It's kind of derpy too.
Yeah. But it kind of looks like Reki.
It kind of does, yeah. Where's Reki?
Oh,
how did he,
no,
see that? He just like glanced over. As he went past. It's a closed mouth one too, so it's keeping the spirits in.
Ooh.
Interesting, maybe protecting the town.
Maybe.
And they're kind of getting towards the outskirts. The town where the ritual happens, I don't know if this is actually set in the town where the ritual happens, but there is, it's a specific town on Miyakojima.
Oh.
Yeah, so I was like, are they in that town? Like, did they just not know it was on?
Yeah. Ooh, like, interesting.
Or is it, again, creative liberty?
Would there be many places that have, like, hot springs on Miyakojima?
Don't know. Miyakojima.
Miyakojima.
I don't know.
I don't know how big it is. Like, what size are we thinking?
It's pretty small.
Yeah.
Island. Okay. Yeah. Like, some of the essay was talking about how, like, they have, like, one road going through the town.
Right.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's a small town. Yeah. And the population's, like, 300 people now or something.
Wow.
Yeah. Very close-knit community.
Wow.
Reading it made me kind of sad that, like,
it doesn't happen.
I live in
anymore.
A sky. I live in a box in the sky with, like, you know, there's 30 other people around me, and I literally, like, if I hear someone else going out into the hallway, I don't leave my house.
Yeah. Oh,
you know, like, there's no community. There's no, like,
yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. Culture?
The whole thing, like we got robbed, not badly, but, like, our building got robbed, and, like, nothing's going to stop that happening.
Mm.
But if you talk to people in the community and, like, talk to each other, then you recognize other people and you keep each other, like, safe and stuff like that. Like, that's a city community or, like, a small knit community.
Yeah.
Different to a rural community, I guess, but, like, there's just none of that. I am that guy hiding from the other people in the apartment building.
So am I. You don't have to be ashamed of each other.
Anyway, long story short, we cut to Reki.
Yeah. Such an interesting, I love how we get the establishing shot of the one of those, like, reflecting mirrors.
So cool.
I always used to be so, when I was little, I never used to understand what these mirrors were for. I was always like, why do we need a mirror there? Now, I'm like, oh, I get it.
Road safety.
Yeah, road safety.
I mean, it won't save you if a Tesla's coming. No. And you're a child. Oh, no, Elon's going to delete our Twitter.
Oh, no. That was satire, Elon.
Yeah, sorry. Elon Musk.
open parentheses, parody. Close
parody.
Oh, shit.
I actually love the shot of Reki in the mirror. It's so anime.
It's so cool.
And the power lines as well. Mm. No street lights. Very rural.
Really cool. And then we get a little glimpse of Reki just skating on his own.
Oh, there is a street light.
There is. It looks like he's skating next to, like, an old greenhouse or something.
Overgrown.
And this is the one you were talking about where it felt like we were watching from
Creep Shot. Yeah.
So it feels like there's, like, handprints on this wood.
Maybe there are.
Maybe it's the mud. Muddy handprints.
That's the whole point.
Wow.
Rub mud on everything. There was a really funny story. I'll get to it.
Jono, we're at the end of the minute.
I can't talk. I can't talk about any more of this essay. But it was actually a really good read.
Okay, maybe I should read it.
No, don't.
Okay, I'll wait until after you finish telling me about it, and then I'll read
it. It was long, but it actually, like, took me to the island.
Wow.
Like, it was explained in such a way that it was very, like, meticulous and very, like,
immersive.
Placed you in the space. Immersive, yeah. Like, it felt like I lived it.
Wow. That's cool. I want to read it. I won't read it until later, but I want to read it.
I will link it in the show notes when I start talking about it more.
Cool.
Yeah. What? But I feel so, I don't know, it was a weird moment where I just, like, on a day off, I literally just sat and read an essay and, like, educated myself about this random festival.
You're really good at, like, maladaptive daydreaming and stuff though, aren't you? And, like, lucid dreaming. Mm-hmm. Aren't you, like, really, I know you're really good at lucid dreaming. I feel like that would be good for maladaptive daydreaming.
Yeah, no, but I reckon I've got that thing where I don't see in images. Daydreams.
Yeah, what is that called?
I can't remember.
Yeah, that one is so interesting when I speak to people that don't have that. There you go.
Yeah, I think I have really vivid dreams, but I don't have vivid images in my head. That being said, when I was reading this essay, I had vivid images in my head. So depends, I think.
Yeah. Oh, no, the fly got through my screen and into your screen.
Oh, my God. The flies. We end on this creep show of Ricky almost getting to the streetlight. What was your favourite moment?
I don't know. I've really struggled with favourite moments the last 2 minutes.
Yeah. Which is crazy. It's weird because like a five-man beef.
It's lots of skating and normally I'm like, whoa, that's so cool.
They didn't really do much though, did they?
No.
This minute.
Transitory
minute.
I think kind of just this little moment of Recce. I kind of love this. I was really sad when he said they left me. Did he say they left me behind? What did he say?
I guess I lost them all.
I guess I lost them all. Oh, that broke my heart.
I guess Recce. I lost them all. Poor Recce.
What was your favourite moment?
Couldn't tell you.
It's weird, isn't it? I don't know what it is about these minutes. Like, I've just not been like, oh my God, that moment was really funny or that moment was really cool. Like, they're just skating.
Yeah. I feel like that's what a lot of people felt with this half of this episode originally, though.
Yeah.
I'm not going to think that with this new context.
Yeah.
But, like, when I first watched it, I was like, what is going on?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the explainer was literally like you'd get linked to a web, like a tourist website that had like a paragraph about the festival.
Yeah.
And be like, okay, that's explained enough.
Yeah. Weird.
But I want more than that.
I want more. We do get lots of shippy crumbs in this second half, which will be fun.
Shippy crumbs.
We do.
That's a name.
Shippy crumbs.
Shippy crumbs. That is definitely like a little gnome.
My name is Shippy Crumbs.
Oh my God, that, yes.
And I'm here to bring you good luck.
Oh, Shippy. All right, make a luck check. Or you die, Shippy Crumbs. You can get to us on Twitter. Like, you can really hit, like, cut us deep on Twitter, infinite_minute.
Or you can email us at infiniteminutepodcast@gmail.com.
Oh, fuck.
Bye.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.